here, just right outside here. The Metroplex, has bred this dog for the Obamas, and we have the dog on the phone with us coming up at 8:40. At 8:50, biggest show coming to town this week. Right now, it's been promised for hours and hours and hours, and we finally deliver on Flag Talk. This came up yesterday when we were talking about pirates and the pirate flag that they always fly, the skull and crossbones flag, which we all thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool flag.
And then, and I can't really remember, it was one of you two said privately that you liked the Nazi swastika flag. Not what it stood for, but you thought it was a cool-looking flag.
It wasn't me.
I swear we were having an off-air conversation one time, and Gordo, I will not blame it on you, but someone up here thought, okay, yes, it stands for hatred, it's a terrible thing.
But the Nazi flag was kind of cruel.
Someone up here said that.
Hmm.
Huh.
I thought it was one of you two guys, but I guess not.
I never thought that was a cool flag. I thought it was really scary.
Well, yeah, but that's part of the thing that makes it effective, I would assume.
Oh, so you're arguing for the Nazi flag.
I'm not arguing for the Nazi flag.
Sounded like it to me.
And you're saying that flag is intimidating.
It's very scary.
Okay. And I'm saying, doesn't a country want that? Do you think the American flag is intimidating when they see that thing raise up?
Yes.
Up above a fort? Do you think that's intimidating? Okay.
But it stands for a different kind of intimidation. Intimidation through the right causes.
Through democracy?
Yes.
Yes. Democracy should be intimidating.
All right. So we all agree the United States flag is very cool. But is it the best international flag? Who's got the best flag?
I think France and Italy have basic give-up.
Well, now, why do you say that?
Well, France went blue, white, red, and Italy said, okay, we'll go green, white, red. That looks like some sort of late-condition flag or something that they're flying.
No, I think those are...
I know it's very classic, I guess.
That's what I think. And I think they're very classic, and they're not all tricked up. I'm wading into can't win waters here.
Okay.
But aren't there a lot of flags that are way too tricked up?
Like what?
No, I think you are right.
The American flag is a little idiocracy to me. It's a little packed too tightly.
Too much going on?
A little too much
going on. Yeah, I thought you had that opinion.
This is not saying anything bad about America, and I'm not meaning to tread on anybody's psychological territory here.
Right, we're just talking about flag design.
Just flag design.
You think less is more?
I think less is more, yes.
See, that's why I like the French flag and the Italian flag and the Belgian flag, which is black and yellow and red, and the German flag, which I think is the same thing but striped horizontally. I think the simple flags are the best. They're the most identifiable. You don't have to get real up close and see how many snakes are here or stars are here and figure out that's the Brazilian flag. You know what they are. If you see a Belgian flag or an Italian flag, you know what that is.
Okay. What about the flag of the former Soviet Union?
I thought that was a good flag.
I thought they had a really good flag.
Great flag.
And maybe hammer and sickle was very intimidating.
That was just an intimidating thing. But man, when you saw that, you definitely noticed it.
It's very hard to judge flags without taking into account what they stood for, isn't it?
Right.
Because maybe if we saw the Soviet Union flag being flown by the Jamaica bobsled team, you know, we might think, oh, it's not that intimidating or not that cool a flag. I think it was some small country.
I think red, white, and blue are always good color combinations no matter how they occur. I'm kind of out on your golds and greens kind of lose me a little bit. Something about them seem a little bit spare.
How about Saudi Arabia's flag? You ever seen that? Green with Arabic, I guess it's Arabic writing, and then there's a sword, but it's green. That's a little busy, isn't it?
Oh, it's real busy. Anytime you get that Arabic writing on there, look at that thing.
That's scary.
Hey, the Canadian flag with just the maple leaf with
classic.
The two big red stripes on either side. I think that's a great look.
Love that flag.
Any thoughts on the flag of the Confederacy?
Excuse me?
I'm just asking. What do you think of it as a flag?
Unfortunately, I think it's a pretty good flag. You're talking about the stars and bars, not the official flag, but the battlefield flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good flag. unfortunately. Very unfortunate. And another one that I think is pretty good is China's flag. I kind of like their flag.
Yeah, I like that flag.
They got just the red and the star with the four little smaller stars.
Another one that I like, the Japanese flag, yeah, just white with the red spot, the red sun.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great flag.
Hopefully, you know, World War II veterans are listening this morning, but yeah, they had a pretty good flag.
Okay, what about the Nazi flag?
Gordon?
It's a flag of terror, is the way I look at it.
That's the way I'm scoring it over here, too.
George, do you think that's a give-up flag? That's the Dutch flag.
Yeah, they just took the
inverted French flag.
Yes, that's
it's red, white, and blue. See, I think that's great, though.
It's very classic, yeah.
Well, then why were you bagging on it earlier?
Because it's kind of give-up. I mean, there's no... It's just stripes. Three stripes.
Now, you know, some countries have experimented with different flag shapes. Rather than the rectangle, they'll fly kind of a square.
I hate that.
That's bad.
Yeah, we need to standardize the flags. I mean,
all
got to be rectangles.
Yeah, same shape.
I think some countries have oval flags.
Some have where it's like it's almost a triangle, but at the end it's got even more mini triangles. Like it looks like I don't know how to describe it. Looks like it's been cut out at the end.
Yeah. And you should never have a windsock as a flag either. That's always a bad look. I think Germany's got a spare-looking flag. It's got the black stripe and red and then like...
I kind of like that.
It's four stripes. It's too many stripes.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Mm.
What about state flags? Does Texas have the best state flag? Or does this fall into the give-up category, George? Since
it's got
white, blue,
it's got a star,
red.
And at least it has one, you know, other shape than just a, you know, stripe on there. It's not nearly the give-up that France and Italy are throwing out.
I think Texas flag is the best. I think it's the best of the state flags because it's simple, but it's stately. It's recognizable. I think it's probably more recognizable than any state flag in the Union.
Was it Georgia or one of the Carolinas that went through the flag controversy? They had to change their flag because they still had some Confederate elements in it.
Yeah, and Arkansas still looks real Confederate-y.
Well, so is Mississippi's. They still got the stars and bars integrated into it.
Yeah, they have a red stripe, white stripe, and blue stripe, and then in the corner, the stars and bars.
Yes. And they're just getting away with it. I don't know how all of those flags flying in Mississippi are somehow under radar. I don't get it, how that happens. What about the Vatican City flag? It's one of those weird, it's oriented up and down rather than side to side. Like, the rectangle flies the wrong way.
I don't like that.
It's very weird.
California has a good state flag, too.
The bear?
With the big old bear and a red star.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good state flag.
Okay.
Do you guys like the Union Jack?
Yeah, I think the Union Jack looks cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a very cool flag. All right, who flies flags these days? You still got some old veterans in your neighborhood that put up their
raise
American
it every
flag.
Day. All, right.
All these candy asses that don't stand up for our country need to get the hell out.
You want to hear my flag controversy?
Sure.
So, the place I'm living in now had, when I moved in, had an American flag that flew out front. Okay.
Of course, you took it down and probably put up a French flag.
But like a month after I moved there, there was some storm and it blew the bracket down, pulled it out of the brick.
Mm-hmm.
And so the flag came down. Well, I haven't found a bracket, the exact bracket that will replace this one. And I don't want to drill new mortar holes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been kind of looking off and on for this bracket. So all my neighbors know is that this guy moves in and immediately takes down the American flag. And it hasn't flown since.
Mm. Mm.
So I feel I have American guilt that I haven't been flying the American flag.
Well, you should. You need to go get a new bracket.
Yeah, but I did so poorly in my bracket last month that...
A couple people vote for the flag of Nepal is the worst. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Terrible.
And they're not even... the two triangles. It's triangles sitting on top of each other, but they're not even the same size.
Mm-hmm.
That is fair. Horrible. I think Israel has a cool flag. It just has two kind of pale gray or bluish you know, stripes, and then it has the Star of David in the middle.
Yeah, I've always liked that flag.
That looks good.
Yes, who flies flags? NASCAR fans fly a lot of flags.
What flags are they flying?
Well, a lot of times it's for the driver they support. Dale Earnhardt Jr., yeah, number three.
Maybe
remembering Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Maybe an upstart country from about 150 years ago.
That's
or so.
Possible sometime.
You guys seen the flag of Chile? It's like the Texas flag almost.
Yeah, stolen.
So stolen.
Well, or did we steal it from them?
I don't know.
Good point. Well, no, we're more powerful now, so they stole it from us.
Right.
Think how difficult it would be if you were starting a country these days to come up with your flag. All the designs are taken, all the good cool colors.
One. Yeah.
All the cool ones are done. Boy, we're getting tons of email pouring in about the flags.
Let's take a few calls on Flag Talk to John in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
I want to say that I like the white and pale blue of the Argentina and Honduras flag. And maybe this time tomorrow we could get some Billy Davis talk.
Right. I doubt it, but what about the checkered flag in NASCAR?
That's a big player.
In racing.
Sure.
I think that's a cool looking flag.
I like
flag.
That.
That's better than all their other flags, which are just red, yellow, and green.
Mm-hmm.
Those are boring.
Nicholas says, check out the Mozambique flag. It has an AK-47 on it.
Whoops.
That's cheap. And then he says, the best flag goes to ponchos because it brings tacos. All right.
Mike in Fort Worth.
I'm on board with that.
Hey, Mike, you're on the ticket.
Users.
Mike.
Hey, guys, if you talk about flag give up, you need to check out Libya. It's just
green,
green.
It's all green.
Yeah.
Solid green.
That's it.
Solid green.
Wow.
See, they didn't have anything left.
Well, they just bought some remainder from NASCAR.
Yeah,
they just had some old green flags.
Apparently,
yeah, we got a great price.
We didn't realize that NASCAR honors Libya at the start of every race, huh?
To Brian in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
I'm user.
Hey.
Good.
Hey, a real quick comment and request. One comment. Russia's flag, the classic red, white, and blue, is lame only in the sense that the blue is a real pale blue, so they failed there. And then we would all like to request a Muser flag if you could create one. Thank you.
That's a good idea. I've thought about creating my own flag, some sort of freak flag that I can wave. I don't know how you do it. Would you put your silhouette on it? If you're
you?
To create
yes,
a
you would.
Personal?
Yes.
You created your own personal coat of arms?
You'd put one of those goofy pictures of yourself on there, concerned as your face waves in the wind.
With a swastika on your forehead.
Whoa, wee.
As a tip of the cap to the Nazi flag.
Wow, man, what?
Well,
I call him every day, but I...